tell you what, if you haven't moshed out to the end of Better, it's un-Australian. If you haven't given yourself a headache or smacked somebody dancing around like a nut, then what are you doing? Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets joins us. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Stolzy, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm doing great, but more so, what have the Jets been up to, mate? Been busy in COVID times?
Yeah, we've been isolated. We started doing Zoom meetings about 2 weeks or 3 weeks into isolation.
Yep.
And band meetings, I hate them. Right? But the Zoom meetings became a bit of a lifeline. So during those, we decided to do a bit of a recording.
Well, isn't it? It's great, isn't it? Because we're all thinking, how are we going to stay in touch, stay together? And a lot of Aussie musicians all over the world have found that avenue to keep the music alive, to keep it pumping. So important, mate.
Absolutely. And we were just on the cusp of going into when it all broke down.
Yeah.
So, it was just a great way to keep in touch. And then once we decided to embrace the new technology and see what it was like to see what we could do with recording, it turned out really well.
Well, putting together something special like Bitter Pill, I mean, I've been pumping up. There's no way you can get a flat tyre today, Dave. I've been pumping your tyres up all morning.
Right? Because, awesome, mate.
But I've been checking it out on YouTube and looking at it all. The idea behind this, grabbing some of your great songs and just giving them new life, new clips and stuff, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We played those songs live for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
And they've become different. There's lead breaks in sad song that wasn't there when we first recorded it, and Paulie Wozine sings the lead vocal on Friend of Mine. So yeah, it's even though they're well-known songs, of a bit different kind of approaches to them.
Now, look, folks, I urge you to get along and get yourself a copy of the 5-track EP, Bitter Pill, because like I said at the top, if you've never been to a Jets gig, right? I mean, what's going on? Or even an Angels gig of late, you're still cranking on there too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I've been with the Angels for the last 9 years as well. And both bands are very keen to get back out on the road, get in front of people, and get that interaction with crowds.
I can imagine you're like a bit, if I can use the analogy of like a caged lion at the moment, because I know there is live music coming back to New South Wales as part of the Great Southern Nights, where there's like 1,000 performances happening in the month of November. And I know that the Jets will be at Tauranga Beach Hotel on the 28th of November, so you have to get your tickets there. But, I mean, you must, as the front man that you are and the energy that, you'd be living off the crowd, you must be stinging.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been, I started doing a stream pretty well about, I don't know, second week into the whole lockdown thing.
Yeah.
Which is all well and good, but what I need is people yelling and screaming at me rather than just silence when I finish a song,
What's that like? You finish, you think in your mind, you're thinking, yeah, waiting, you can hear the accolades like, yeah, Jets! But you're like, okay, silence. Yeah.
Crickets. It's a new part of the medium we've uncovered, but yeah, that getting in front of people and having people scream out after each song is invaluable. You can't replicate it any other way.
Well, okay, the only way to replicate it is to get back out there, and as soon as this stupid COVID-19 pandemic thing is over, I'm hoping that the Australian music scene just takes off again, and people who would normally just steer clear or not be going out to live gigs, all of a sudden go, you know what? You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And if there's live music happening, we hope that people do eventually return in droves, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a great time over the next couple of years for Australian bands, because I don't think. I don't think there'll be any international action going for a while, so I think Australian bands got to really make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, absolutely. Get out and support our artists, and get out and get yourself a Bitter Pill. It's a great listen, and look, Dave, absolute joy every time we catch up, mates. I very much appreciate it.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah, look, this is just a bit of a stopgap thing. We've got a new album coming out next year. And we're also celebrating the 30th anniversary of All For One, which is our first album next year as well. So, yeah, there's plenty of things to look forward to. And as soon as everything opens up again, we're ready to go.
And we'll all be there too, mate. Trust me on that. Screaming and making sure that there is no silence at the end of any song.
Rock on, Stolte. Thanks, mate.
Dave Gleeson from Screaming Jets. Absolute legend. It's the all-new 2SD Breakfast Show. Good morning.